This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 198. Are you an English amateur or a pro?
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation and fluency for business and life. We believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. What separates the pros from the amateurs when it comes to learning English or creating any work of art? Find out today and figure out if you're an amateur or if you're a pro.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Michelle, how's it going?
Hey, good, Lindsay. How are you?
Good. I have a question for you here today.
Ooh, okay. Let's hear it.
When it comes to the world of the creative world, like singing, dancing, art, music, what would you say separates the pros from the amateurs?
Ooh, good question. Yeah. Well, I mean, I think one thing is if you're getting paid or not. That's a,
of course.
I'm being honest, but
of course.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, that's a good question. There's a lot to it. I think a pro maybe has more control. They're a pro. They're a professional. They've been doing it for a long time. They know just what they're doing. They've practiced a ton. An amateur may be, you know, just starting out, you know, but there are other things to this, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, it's interesting that you said the word control. What, just to be more specific, do you mean like, imagine like dancing, for example, like control of movement, do you mean, or like centered, being centered in the way they perform?
It's hard to say. I'm not a dancer, but I would say, yeah, it could be control of movement, just like, also just like this confidence, this like level of confidence and control over the art. So yeah, whatever it is.
Confidence and control. And I would also add to that, I agree with you. I would add to that kind of a centeredness, a center where you know, as a pro, the work comes from you. You know how to repeat those results, right? There's something about an amateur. There's some luck there, right? We say beginner's luck.
That's right.
What does that mean? Beginner's luck.
Beginner's luck is like how somehow the beginner, like I feel like it's always in a game. Like
it's always in a game.
It's always like the person who's learning the game and doesn't even really understand all the rules wins. Like,
yes.
And that's beginner's luck.
Yeah. This happened to me on, was it Uno? I guess I was playing Uno. And I won. I don't know why, because I don't even really know the rules of Uno, even though it's the most simple card game there is.
Did you just recently play Uno for the first time?
No, this was a few months ago at someone's barbecue. But to be fair, there was like a 7-year-old at the table.
Never played Uno? That's like, I feel like a quintessential game.
It's quintessential. I missed big parts of culture. I don't know what I was doing when everyone was playing Uno. I was just playing.
That's funny. But you had beginner's luck.
Yeah, so I ended up winning that game somehow. But clearly, I was, you know, I was still catching on to the strategy. And there were other people other than the 7-year-old. It wasn't just me. So I think it's a key point that you made here, Michelle, that for the pro, the results are repeatable. They know the results are repeatable. And they know the results come from inside of them. It's not someone else or something else, like the teacher or the instrument. Like Andre Agassi, or let's use a better example, Serena Williams, she could probably still be in the quarterfinals or the semifinals of the US Open if she used, you know, like a $100 racket versus like a top of the line $500 tennis racket. I would say so.
Why not?
Why not? Right. So it's not about the equipment. It's not about the teacher. So we today are reflecting on a philosophy that partly comes from the author Stephen Pressfield. He wrote the book, The War of Art, Break Through the Blocks, right? This is how to be an artist. And I think this really applies to our language learners, to our listeners, right? Because any venture you're doing on your own and you're going on this journey to build a skill, we have to think about how we're going to build it. So coming back to that, how can our listeners turn pro? How can they become pros when it comes to learning English?
That's a good question. Well, I think of the pro is, you know, they're every day is committed, mm-hmm, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's I think understands that like there are going to be distractions,
yeah,
but knows how to get through them, right?
Yes, I love that. It's so true. So I like that you said they're there every day, meaning they show up to, let's say for our learners, it's the desk, it's the office,
yeah,
it's the language exchange. For a performer, it's showing up to practice, showing up to the dress rehearsals or the rehearsals every day. I also think not being thrown off by a bad result.
Yeah. Ah, yes.
Mm,
yeah. Just understanding that there are ups and downs and like ups just and taking downs. That as, you know, part of the game.
Exactly. So, it's easy to get kind of shaken when it comes to language learning. You know, I remember when I was learning Spanish, there were moments, for some reason, there were just days when Spanish just didn't come out of my mouth very smoothly for whatever reason, like the brain, the neurons weren't firing right. And I couldn't get the words and they weren't coming out right. But then other days I was on, but it doesn't mean I didn't come back the days after the bad day. Right? You start fresh, you come back the next day and start again.
Right. Yeah. I mean, this also just makes me think of, you know, like acting and music and all of these things. I mean, I've done some, you know, performance in my day, and I'm not going to call myself a pro right now, but at one time I think I was more of a pro, and I was just, you know, going through the motions. It was almost just like clockwork, like to go and do a performance. And I mean, one thing that I always admire about like the professional singers, especially or dancers, I guess, or actors, is that whenever you can sometimes hear their mistakes, you can hear if somebody's voice cracks and that they can just continue going.
Yes.
Because I feel like an amateur kind of gets that in his or her head and like may not be able to complete the landing. Right. And so I think that the pro, like I also think about like sports players. Mm-hmm. I think about that a lot. Like when they're like when a basketball player is shooting foul shots and it's like an intense close game. And I don't know how they can do that. Like that's just amazing to me. Like this under pressure work, I guess.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yes, that's so good. So there's so many applications to this: performance arts, sports, or even someone like I think I remember at the beginning of last football. So I don't follow football, but I remember hearing Tom Brady made some big mistake on the Florida team he moved to, some like huge mistake in one game. He threw the ball the wrong way or something crazy. And then at the end, they ended up winning the season, right? Because he turned it around. So that's a pro because he can get seated, get centered, and just keep going because the skills are actually there. It's not like a fluke that he was good the last 17 years, you know?
Yeah. Although I'm thinking of something also, like, I guess I'll mention it.
Okay.
It's a little bit the timing. I'm thinking also of like Simone Biles because she's a pro, yet she did have trouble with the pressure and she, you know.
Right. That's true.
So like in a way, it's like a pro I wouldn't say, oh, she's an amateur because she,
No. Yeah, that's true. So, there's like, a lot of
lots of different ways of looking at it, I guess.
Yeah. And I think a lot of that was related to, what is it called? The Olympics Committee and all the scandals that have happened in the Olympic, in gymnastics that haven't been addressed or taken care of, you know? Yeah. Like, that was about, like, her standing, speaking out against wrongs that have been done to the gymnasts. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, no, of course. Yes, I do. But like, also like then, but like then Naomi Osaka, like all these like people, there are more. And I think maybe in the future, we'll talk about this a little more. Like this, I think feeling like only the pros are the only ones that can like just get past the mistakes and mentally get past it.
Oh, yeah.
It's not necessarily true. So it's okay to also like fall or be like, this isn't working.
Yeah.
To be honest about that. And I think that makes a pro as well, that strong like sense of self.
Yeah. And it makes a good person too, right? Also, that talks about making sure that we're not defining ourselves by what we do best, right? So like those girls, they know that they're more than just their gymnastics career.
Right.
Like, yeah, they're pro gymnasts and tennis players, but there's more to them as people than just that talent or that skill. So that speaks to the larger piece, but sure. Yeah. That's true. So, you know, our question for our listeners here, Michelle, are you an amateur or are you a pro when it comes to learning English? You know, are you an amateur? That means, do you kind of blame your teachers for the fact that you're not fluent or the fact that you don't have native speakers to talk with, right? Mm-hmm. Or that you don't have the opportunities you think you want to have? That's the thinking of an amateur, because all the blame is outside.
Right. Whereas the pro, I think, like, just like hold it in and like, I think it's like, you know, like kind of the centeredness and, you know, taking responsibility and things like that.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So finding a way, you know, if you're a pro, you're going to find a way to become fluent. You're going to do it. You know, you could do it through TV. You could do it through movies. You can find a way, guys. You won't stop at anything until you get fluent. I love it. Such a good philosophy. If you guys are interested in this kind of thinking, go over and find Stephen Pressfield's book. If you're trying to create anything in the world, like learn a language or write a book yourself or paint a beautiful work of art, this is a really inspiring work. So go and check it out.
Definitely. Okay, Lindsay, this has been fun. A nice deep conversation for today.
Good to go deep sometimes, Michelle. It's good for us.
Oh, yeah, for sure. A lot to think about. All right, guys, thanks for listening.
All right, take care. And guys, hit follow on All Ears English so you can get more great episodes from us. All right, Michelle, talk soon.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, follow our show wherever you listen to podcasts to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.